the results of a government-wide sweep to see how well agencies are meeting the goals set by the Data Act is headed to Congress. The Government Accountability Office is bringing the results to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. GAO reporting most agencies still have a tough road ahead. That road includes a 2015 deadline to create government-wide data standards. Chris Mim is Managing Director for Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and he argues the sooner that your agency meets those goals, the better. Chris, we'll get into the meat of this in just a moment, but what is specifically did the Oversight Committee want you to tell them about where agencies stand with the Data Act right now?
Basically, it's a great pleasure to be back with you. The first thing they were interested in was making sure that OMB, Treasury, and the agencies were understanding and appreciated how serious the Congress was about the effective implementation of this. I mean, we and others have done series of reviews looking at USA spending, and it's not that people aren't serious about it, but there's still some persistent data issues years after that and gaps in the quality and completeness of agency information. They want to make sure that we the entire federal community, really get out and work very, very quickly from the outset. It's, you know, when you think of May 2017 for some things having to take place or 2015, and then later on for additional things that have to roll out, you may think that, geez, that's a long calendar. We have a lot of time to worry about that. The reality is we don't have a lot of time. They wanted to make sure that people are taking it seriously and moving out very aggressively.
You focus on this testimony says the condition of information detailing federal spending as reported in your June 2014 report. We talked about that when you released it, Chris. But the condition overall, if I recall correctly, was not so hot.
Absolutely. I mean, what we found there is that we found that agencies could report contract information. This is on USAspending.gov. They could not report assistance awards, which are grants and loans, for about $619 billion. Now, this is on fiscal year 2002 or 2012 data. They did not supply required information for about 340 programs, although after we raised that to them, and many of them went ahead and changed their omissions. And then we found between 2 and 7% of awards contained information on USA spending that was not consistent with documentation that was in agency within the agency records. Now, we made a series of recommendations to OMB. They went ahead and accepted those recommendations. They're implementing them, and we're making sure that we're monitoring that both independently and also as part of our work under the Data Act. This is another one, a part of that the reason as to why we need to move out so quickly on this is to make sure that 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, you and I aren't having a conversation along these similar lines talking about, well, the Data Act, you know, it's been heroic, people are working hard, but guess what? The data stinks. We don't want that to happen.
The element that I mentioned in the beginning of our conversation, I think is important to mention about data standards. If agencies are not even all using the same data standards, isn't it really hard for you to compare apples and oranges, Chris?
That's exactly it, and that's going to be the first and big lift for OMB and Treasury, and that's what's due in May of 2015 is to get this data standardization guidance. It has to be issued by OMB for agencies to begin to start adhering to. There's been DOD and HHS have been working together from both the contract side and then the grant side from the HHS perspective to identify data elements that cut across the standards and contracts that would be, in a sense, ripe for some standardization. Things like the identification of award and the awardee's recipient's information and place of performance versus the period of performance. And so there's been some of that initial legwork that's been done. We need more, but, you know, obviously there's a lot to be done between now and May, but the fundamental point that you're raising in your question is exactly right. If we don't have standardized data, then decision makers and citizens and agency officials aren't able to look across agencies and identify fragmentation, overlap, duplication, identify improper payments issues. There's just a whole set of management issues that are undermined by the lack of good quality information.
You write about some of the work that OMB, Treasury, and the agencies are doing to correct that. You write about a data transparency town hall meeting to obtain public stakeholder input on the development of data standards. Are things like that meaningful? Are things like that signs of progress, or are things like that the kinds of things that make it look like there's progress but don't really make much difference in the end product?
They certainly can. can be that, although from what we're seeing, there it hasn't gone down that road, meaning that they are meaningful and positive developments. And in this case, I think that OMB and the entire federal community learned some very positive and the right lessons from the implementation of the Recovery Act. There were a whole series of phone calls and outreach and stakeholder work that Danny Werfel and his colleagues then at OMB did to involve the federal community, involve state and local auditors, and in the beginning, weekly phone calls to huge teleconferences that they would have to answer questions, to issue guidance, to pull it back, to make adjustments on that. I think that some very positive lessons learned were that you actually do get better guidance, better understandings, better implementation if you talk to people ahead of time rather than kind of rolling out something after it's already been through through the agency clearance process and say, hey, this is a take it or leave it kind of proposition on this. And so we're very hopeful, and again, by all appearances, they have learned some the right and very positive lessons from what OMB did as part of the Recovery Act.
Chris Mim of the Government Accountability Office, you tell the committee effective implementation will need to address key technical issues, and you write about the common data elements across reporting areas and enhancing data transparency. That's right what you're getting at, what you just mentioned a moment ago, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the working at getting those standards again will be the initial big lift that's going to take place, and then agencies are actually then the second obviously big lift on that is that agencies are going to have to go about actually applying those standards. In some cases, it'll probably require some changes in business processes or ways in which agencies do business in order to be consistent with those standards. But this is all as part of giving citizens and stakeholders and the Congress and decision makers a real understanding and transparency into what are they getting for at what cost from government.
The final piece of this testimony that you're giving the Oversight Committee, it covers one of my favorite topics in government, and that is auditability, Chris. And if you would have asked me 5 years ago, I never thought I would be saying that. But you write there are three longstanding major impediments that prevent GAO from expressing an opinion on the U.S. government's 2013 accrual-based consolidated financial statements. I'm going to guess, well, I'm not guessing, I'm reading it from your report. DOD is one of them. What are the other two?
Well, it's been, as you mentioned, kind of long-standing problems. The other one is reconciling intergovernmental activity and balances, and those are basically payments between agencies. Remains just a huge hit for us, and then of course the actual preparation of the consolidated statements remains a big challenge for government. The big one though is Francis, which you were focusing on. If DOD can get its financial house in order, that in a sense is really the tipping point for an awful lot of other things, good things that can happen. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden we're in nirvana and we get a clean opinion on that. But that's the big, as it were, 800-pound gorilla on that. If we can get that done, the other issues are big and important, but I think we have confidence that those are much more solvable.
You may have seen that my colleague Jared Serbu is reporting this week that with the Marine Corps already undergoing an audit and SBAs, and the other three branches are letting contracts worth a total of $39 million for SBAs for 2014. Is that kind of thing an encouraging sign to you? Is that a meaningful sign that they are making progress toward a 2017 audit deadline?
I think so, but I need to be careful here. Is that I'm more the DADAC guy than the audited financial statement guy. But my colleagues that are monitoring this do tell me that DOD is serious about this, and OMB is obviously serious on this. They're moving in the right direction. It's an enormously large organization with an awful lot of complexity from the financial management and obviously from the mission standpoint. There's a lot to be done, but it is going to take an awful lot of work to get them there.